Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my work, my day, and my work. You're part of my work. There's no question about that. For 15 years now, more than 15 years, you've been part of my work. And hopefully, I've been part of your work. I've done my best on this show to be part of your work to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And I'm very excited about having one of our great Brain Trust members who's helped me do that, who's helped me. He is the author of books that have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. He's the co-founder of The Culture Works. He is, his new book, which he co-authors with his co-author, Adrian Gostick, is called All In. I love that title. Mr. Elton, welcome back to the show.
Always a delight to be with you, Jim. Thanks for the call.
I'm so mad at you for stealing taking that title. I wanted to have that title because nothing is more all in than a small business.
There's no question. I mean, when it's your business, you got to be all in, and you got to be all in every day.
Yeah, that's right. We push the chips to the middle of the table every day. Hey, Chester, one of the things I've always prided myself in over the years happened every time. But just about every time I've left a company, sometime over the next couple of 3 years, they tried to hire me back. And I always kind of was proud of that. I always was proud of the fact that when I worked for a company, when I left them, that I left on such terms that in terms of maybe my performance and my relationships, that they would want me back. What do you think?
Well, I think that speaks well of the culture and of the leader that was mentoring you. You know, because I think when you let people go to explore their talents and opportunities, what you're saying to them is, not only am I appreciative of the work you've done for me, but that I care about you enough as a person that I want you to be everything that you can possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you leave the door open for them to come back speaks well of the culture of the company. Because, you know, it is interesting, Jim. Early in my career when I was working in broadcasting, I actually took a job and left the company in New York.
You got smart and got out of that, right?
Well, exactly. Anyway, you know, went up to work for a station up in Hartford and did it for a couple of years, and they welcomed me back, and it was a very, very positive thing. The second time I left, though, after about another 3 or 4 years, it was a little different. You know, I kind of got called into the boss's office, and he kind of shook his head and said, you know, you're jumping around too much and this and that and the other thing. What softened the blow is my mentor leader pulled me in and said, hey, listen, you've done great work here. You should be proud of what you've done. And where you're going, the opportunities are limitless. So even though upper management maybe didn't send you off with as much fanfare as they should, I want you to know that I appreciate so much what you did. And it made all the difference. You know, in some cultures, and you've probably seen this, Jim, when you leave, it's not like you're leaving for a better opportunity or for your family or whatever. It's a betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've betrayed me.
Oh, yeah.
I've invested all this in you, and you betrayed me.
For a lot of people, it's they just can't see. All they see is they're losing something. They've counted on you, and there are a couple of elements in there, I think, Chester. And one is some people are just that way, right? I mean, they're selfish people. But the other thing is, there's another element this in, from a small business standpoint. I feel like it happens more in small businesses maybe than it does big companies. If a key person leaves, that leaves a big hole in that company that has to be filled. And
well,
in bigger companies, they got stables of folks that can fill in the blanks.
Yeah, you know, I will tell you, though, I do think the dynamic is pretty much the same, small and big, just because good talent is just so hard to find, whether
right.
you're big or you're small.
Right.
But I'll tell you what's very interesting to me. You know, I was conducting a leadership workshop in Orlando last week, And there were just over 40 executives of this environmental consulting firm, Braun Intertech, you know, out of Minneapolis. And here's what was fascinating. The CEO got up and he said, "How many of you have left Braun Intertech and come back?" And seven of the 40 put up their hands. You know, that's a big percentage of your senior leadership. So I talked to a couple of them at lunch, and they said, "Oh, yes, it's a great company. We were sent off," and I love this expression, "with great fanfare."
Huh.
"And we were welcomed back with great fanfare."
Well, that is a well-balanced, mature culture. And as you said, the leaders and the mentors have their head on right. We're going to talk about how to get your attitude right about when people say goodbye. We'll come back after these messages with our good friend Chester Elton. His new book is called All In. Stay with us.
Meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.